Good evening, fish friendos. It's the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. The total run in the bay has passed 2 million. The run in the Naknek Kwijak is late. That's in line with the past 5 years. And there are fewer boats around the bay than the past several seasons. But the harvest on the east side is bigger than it has been. It's Monday, June 29th. I'm your host, Tyler Thompson. And coming up tonight, the run in the Naknek Kwijak District is just starting to pick up, and the harvest so far is bigger than last year. But this year's fleet is also smaller bay-wide. There are about 100 fewer boats than at this point in 2019.
With all the COVID plans that have kind of forced some captains out on the water maybe before they would have in previous years, so...
A boat caught fire Saturday in the Nooshagak District, and we're trying something new on the Fish Report this season.
2 minutes a day in the bay is a project intended to amplify the comments and concerns of Indigenous, local, and non-local people in Bristol Bay.
All that and more on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report coming up.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
First, we're going to take a look at the numbers. The total run in the bay passed 2 million yesterday. Starting with the west side, the Nooshagak District represents about half of the bay-wide run, with 1.4 million fish escaped or harvested. A Nooshagak harvest of 240,000 yesterday brought the total harvest in the district to 740,000. Igushik set netters caught 6% of that catch, Nooshagak set netters caught 26%, and the drift fleet caught 68%. Total escapement in the Nooshagak was 59,000, bringing total escapement to 597,000 fish. The Nooshagak River sonar counted 14,600 sockeye yesterday, bringing the total escapement to 284,500. 2,700 kings passed the sonar for a total king escapement of 30,000, and chum escapement yesterday was 7,800 for a total of 40,000 fish. The Wood River Counting Tower had counted 14,300 fish at 6 a.m. this morning, bringing sockeye escapement totals for the Wood River to 311,000. And the Igushik River Tower crew counted 2,300 fish as of 6 a.m. this morning, rounding out escapement in the Igushik at 18,200. No fish were caught in Togiak yesterday, and there are no escapement numbers available. The total run is still 914 salmon. Daily catch in the Naknek Kwijak was 9,000 fish yesterday, making the total catch in that district 268,000. That breaks down to 7% from Kwijak set netters, 23% from Naknek set netters, and the remaining 70% of the catch from the district's drift fleet. 6,600 sockeye escaped in the district yesterday. Season escapement in the Naknek Kwijak district is 113,000. The total run in the Naknek Kwijak district is just under 400,000. 1,300 fish escaped up the Kwijak River yesterday for a season total escapement of 1,700. In the Naknek River, a daily escapement of 5,300 fish, making the season total escapement in the Naknek River 111,000. In Igigik, fishermen caught just over one-fourth of the season's harvest yesterday, 126,000 fish, caught 89% by the drift fleet and 11% by set netters. The season total harvest is 476,000. 30,500 fish escaped up the river in Igigik yesterday, rounding out season escapement at 750,000 fish. The total run in Igigik is almost 700,000. In Ugashik, fishermen caught half of the season's total harvest. Yesterday's catch of 9,000 yesterday brings the season's harvest to 18,000. That's 63% from the drift fleet and 37% from the set netters. Escapement in Ugashik was 1,700 yesterday, more than doubling the total escapement to a grand 2,700. in the Chignecks. 4,750 sockeye passed the weir yesterday, and 294 fish passed this morning before 9 a.m., bringing the sockeye season total to 64,650, 62,638 in the early run, and 1,936 in the late run. No Chinook or Pinks passed the weir yesterday or today. The total king run in the Chignecks this year is 48, and the pink run is 6 fish. Strong winds on the North Peninsula limited fishing in Area M yesterday, so harvest numbers are being kept confidential. On the South Peninsula, the fleet caught 9,600 sockeye for a season total of 3,063 fish. They also caught 42,000 pinks for a total catch of 1.7 million pinks and 17,000 chum for a season total harvest of 469,000 chum. Commercial salmon fishing in the South Peninsula is now closed and will resume on July 6th. Permit registration on June 29th at 9 a.m. to July 1st at 9 a.m. 1,596 permits are fishing the bay on 1,237 vessels as of 9 a.m. this morning. That's 879 single permit vessels and 358 D-boats. That will increase to 1,255 vessels at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, 362 of which will be D-boats. Breaking down where people are fishing across Bristol Bay, the Nooshigak still has the lion's share of the fleet, 42%. That's 516 vessels, 160 of which are D-boats. At 9 a.m. on Wednesday, the Noosh will add one single permit vessel and one D-boat for a total of 518 vessels, 160 of which will be D-boats. In the Naknek-Quijack District, the 238 single permit vessels and 99 D-boats fishing there make up 30% of the fleet. That will increase in 48 hours by 8 single permit boats and 1 D-boat, a total of 346 vessels. 27% of the fleet is fishing in Igigik. There are 327 vessels there as of 9 a.m. today, 92 of which are D-boats. That will increase to 334 boats on Wednesday, 94 of which will be D-boats. Togiak is still holding down 3% of the fleet. 34 boats are fishing there, and no D-boats. That won't change in the next 48 hours. And finally, just 2% of the fleet is fishing in Ugashik. 23 boats, 8 of which are D-boats, are fishing the district, and those numbers will stay the same until 9 a.m. Wednesday. The boats of the Port Muller Test Fishery did not fish yesterday. The Ocean Cat stayed in Port Muller after a medical incident on Saturday and was kept there by inshore bad weather, which made the Ocean Cat unable to reach fishable stations. Scott Rayborn said in an email that the test fishery will resume fishing as soon as possible and that they are aware of the urgency of collecting data. We'll be right back with more of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from GCI, offering connectivity to communities around the state with the latest smartphones and internet packages. A full list of services and store locations at gci.com.
And we're back on Monday evening. The fishing vessel Legion caught fire on Saturday west of the Western Channel. That's according to Jules Arati with Icicle Seafoods and Petty Officer Laura Dean with the Coast Guard. The fire was fully involved and the crew abandoned ship. All three crew members were recovered by another fishing vessel. There are no reported injuries at this time. The Legion was reported as a total loss to the Coast Guard, and Coast Guard assistance was not requested at the time of the incident. If anyone involved in the fire would like to reach out, please give us a call at 907-842-2200 or reach us by email at fish@kdlg.org. The run in the Naknek-Quijack District is just starting to pick up, according to Travis Ellison, management biologist for the district.
Well, it was real slow fishing last night and pretty slow this morning, but a few hours into the period, sounded like some fish started showing up at Johnson Hill Line. So I think that's kind of the start of the next push of fish.
Ellison says there are reports of fish between Naknek and Igigik, and that the weather should push them into the district. The sockeye run is about 3 to 5 days later than historical averages, but it's following the later run pattern seen since 2015. He says the tail of the run determines where the midpoint is, but he says that so far, Naknek's run is about average for the past 5 years, while the Kwijak's run is late. But the district's harvest is bigger than what it has been.
We've been fishing pretty consistently, partly because we've had a small fleet. We've been able to fish and still get the escapement we need upriver. Some of the past years, we were kind of struggling to maintain our escapement level, and so we weren't fishing.
Ellison says this year's fleet is smaller bay-wide. There are about 100 fewer boats than at this point in 2019.
I think there's some boats that are registered that are probably still working out some mechanical issues and those kinds of things. It sounds like it's been extra challenging this season to get boats worked on, just with a lack of people to fix them, and with all the COVID plans that have kind of forced some captains out on the water maybe before they would have in previous years. So there's definitely a challenge there with, you know, getting the fleet up and running.
He says that with windy, rainy weather in the forecast, he expects fishing to pick up through this week. An Eagle River man allegedly broke into the King Salmon Fire Department and stole a fire truck on Saturday. According to a press release from the Bristol Bay Borough Police Department, 22-year-old fisherman Dawson Cody Porter used a piece of lumber to break a window and enter the fire station. He took the truck and drove it through the closed garage door. Police Chief John Ryshek told KDLG that Dawson cut the building's power before breaking in. Dawson turned on the emergency lights and drove the fire truck 15 miles to Fisherman's Bar in Naknek. He parked the truck in front of the bar when police officers arrived and arrested Dawson. Dawson was also arrested several weeks prior for a DUI and was sent to Anchorage, where he posted bail. Chief Ryshek says there is no clear motive to the crime. Dawson is being held on a $10,000 bail at the Bristol Bay Borough Detention Facility on charges of burglary, vehicle theft, criminal mischief, and violating his conditions of release from a previous arrest. This season on the Fish Report, Denali Hodgden and Mayo Nishkian came to us with a new project. It's called 2 Minutes a Day in the Bay.
This is a 2 Minutes a Day in the Bay. Testimonies by you.
In 1919, the second wave of Spanish influenza swept through Bristol Bay, killing roughly 40% of the adult population and orphaning an entire generation.
101 years later, the memory of the Spanish flu epidemic lives on. This memory was stirred as coronavirus cases swept across the world this March, while local and non-resident fishermen and communities were preparing for the 2020 sockeye salmon season.
In early April, the tribal councils of Dillingham, Naknek, and King Salmon requested that the fishery be closed to prevent COVID-19 from spreading throughout the region.
The Bristol Bay fishery represents the livelihoods of thousands of families from within the region and beyond. Each season, Bristol Bay welcomes about 15,000 people from around the world.
Like the bodies of fish making their way back to the bay, the exact number is hard to know.
COVID-19 has opened up conversations around tribal sovereignty, the rights of fishermen and cannery workers, and how to continue these livelihoods under the extreme stress of a global pandemic and an economic crisis.
As we welcome the first openers of the 2020 salmon season, we look forward to hearing your stories, whether you are a drift gill netter or set netter, cannery worker, subsistence or sport user, local or non-local, native or non-native.
What were your concerns coming into this season?
How has coronavirus impacted your relationship with Bristol Bay,
inclusive of your land or water business?
We would also like to challenge each other to dive into some more difficult conversations, such as
how COVID-19 will or will not impact decision-making around the proposed Pebble Mine.
Who has the right to determine whether or not the fishery continues under varying economic, health, and environmental concerns?
And how can we imagine and act on a future that ensures and protects our collective relationship to salmon into perpetuity?
2 Minutes a Day in the Bay is a project intended to amplify the comments and concerns of Indigenous, local, and non-local people in Bristol Bay including those involved in or affected by the 2020 sockeye salmon season and those impacted by COVID-19. Every day at 6 p.m. with the Fish Report, your testimonies will be aired. You can call 360-559-1532 and leave a voicemail sharing your own experiences, struggles, and inspirations, which can be left anonymously if preferred.
We, fishermen of Bristol Bay,
recognize that the Dena'ina, Yupik, and Supiak people are the stewards of the land and waters that make up Bristol Bay since time immemorial.
And we wish to honor the tribal sovereignty of these peoples.
Guyana, Chinon, Kazakhstan, thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing from you.
We'll be airing those stories throughout the season. We encourage everyone to participate. We'll be right back.
Support for KDLG and the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Hatton Marine in Ballard, Washington, supporting and servicing the Bristol Bay fishery for the last 20 years. Parts and service requests online at hattonmarine.com or 888-283-5639.
And that'll do it for tonight's fisheries report. But first, let's take a look at the marine weather forecast, and then we'll get to messages to the fleet. In the Bristol Bay area tonight, a southwest wind, 15 knots, seas at 5 feet. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef tonight, a southwest wind, 15 knots, seas at 6 feet. And in our messages to the fleet, to Captain Doug Morgan on the fishing vessel Miss Emma, Doug, Mom wants to send you a home-cooked meal. Which ramen do you want, shrimp or chicken? The shrimp comes with real shrimp. Oh, and your neighbor found out that you spliced into the cable. That's from the Oracle. And we would like to wish Willie on the fishing vessel Finnegan a happy birthday today. That's from Griff, Natalia, and baby Maya. Thanks to everyone tuning in. Just a reminder that our pledge drive is next week. You can call 842-5281 or donate on the website at www.kdlg.org. Good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow. Here's Thunderkiss 65 by White Zombie.
Programming on KDLG has been brought to you by L&M Hardware.
Oh my God.
Try me.